Welcome to Talks from the Bible. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they, Hebrews 1:1-4. This unique passage of Scripture shows us the reality of God and the authority of his Word. God has spoken unto humanity in time past by the prophets, but in the last days God has spoken by his Son. The prophet spoke unto the nation of Israel after having delivered them from the bondage of Egypt and giving them the law at Sinai, Exodus 20:1-22. The prophets looked to the coming of Christ into the world and the new dispensation that he would bring to the world. God spoke unto various prophets in a variety of ways. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken, Isaiah 28:13. Jesus Christ would come into the world and bring the final will of God to the whole of humanity. Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him." John 7:16-18. God would acknowledge the authority of Christ to speak in the Mount of Transfiguration. Christ brought Peter, James, and John into a high mountain, where he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun. His raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias." While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud overshadowed them, and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Matthew 17:1-5. We are to hear Christ, because all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28:18. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.